listen, you heavens, and I will speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drip as the rain, my speech trickle as the dew, as droplets on the fresh grass. And as the showers on the vegetation, for I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our a God of faithfulness, and without injustice, righteous and just is He. They have acted corruptly against Him. They are not His children because of their defects, but are a perverse and crooked generation. Is this what you do to the Lord? When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when He separated the sons of mankind, He set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob is the allotment of His inheritance. Guided him, and there was no foreign god with him. He had him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field, and he had him suck honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds of the herd and milk of the flock.
What their end will be, for they are a perverse generation. For they are a nation destitute of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. If only they were wise and they understood this, if only they would discern their future. How could one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight? Unless their rockets sold them and the Lord had given them up. Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this. For their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of vipers. Is it not stored up with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine and retribution.
It is I who put to death and give life. I have wounded, and it is I who heal. And there is no one who can save anyone from my hand. Indeed, I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I have sharpened my flashing sword in my hand, is taking hold of justice, I will return vengeance on my adversaries, and I will repay those who hate me. My arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh. With the blood of the slain and the captives, from the long-haired leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, you nations, with his Joshua, the son of Nun,
all Israel, he said to them, take to your heart all the words with which I'm warning you today, which you will command your sons to follow carefully, all the words of this law. For it is not a trivial matter for you, indeed it is your life. And by this word you will prolong your days in the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. Now the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, go up to this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, opposite Jericho, and look at the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel as a possession. Then you are to die on the mountain where you ascend and be gathered to your people. As Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you broke faith with me in the midst of the sons of Israel.